This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There it is.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of USA Prepares. No, I'm not Vince Finelli. I'm John Stadtmuller, sitting in for Vince. Vince will be returning tomorrow. And speaking of Vince, we've got Vince Finelli going down this weekend to the Huntsville, Alabama, at the Von Braun Center, at the RK Prepper Show. Vince will be on stage as featured speaker with him, Matt Stein, Craig Douglas of USA Prepares. You can go to RK Preppers Shows, that's plural, rkpreppershows.com, or there's a link on the page at usaprepares.com. And I think I have Mike Parsons with me.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing better. It's good to hear your voice, and I want to thank for Vincent for allowing me this time to share with his audience the tragedies that's going on in this country, and I want to personally thank you for your efforts through the years to create the platform which has allowed this program and many others to come forward for people to hear this information that you're not getting, and specifically, I know Vincent personally. I've been to the farm. I've spent the night there. I've eaten at his table, and I've traveled with Vincent. We've shared many, many conversations personally, face-to-face, and over the phone. And like you, John, I know you've also been to the farm and spent time with the Finelli family. And we are a rare breed in the fact that we step out of the boat and we speak against the evils and try to wake up our fellow man. And right now, the beast is coming after so many of us to silence us. And as I had, I believe it was back in 2008, I think the first time I ever spoke to you was, at that time I was the host of the Voice of Truth radio talk show in Memphis. And because of my being outspoken, trying to expose the corruption in government, I was falsely charged, attacked, and railroaded into prison. And I guess it was back in May that you had my wife, Mrs. Parsons, on your show to talk about this, and I wanted to thank you personally for allowing her that opportunity, as well as to convey to the people what's going on, because what's happened to me can happen to anyone, anyone that dares to stand up, and that's why it is so vitally important that we stand together as a team, because as Ben Franklin said, we'll either stand together or we'll hang separately. And
well, yeah, Mike, and I appreciate those kind words. And yes, I did enjoy interviewing your wife back in May. What is your status right now? Where are you physically located, and what is your what's your position in law from their point of view?
Well, right now I am out on a bond. We were able to find a bonding company that would take a fraction of what it cost. Originally, I was out on a $5,000 bond because I'm not a threat. Been to court every time. They've never had to look for me. And effectively, the charge of felon possession of weapons is what I'm falsely charged with, would get you 1 to 2 years maximum. And now they're coming after me as a flight risk and a dangerous person. They upped the bond to $85,000. Requiring me to either post that as a cash bond or go to a bonding company, which would take $8,500. Well, we didn't have it, so we were blessed we found one that would take a fraction of that, but we're still on the hook to pay the balance of the $8,500, so I'm trying to raise money. in that regard. But they're wanting to now send me to prison for 10 years. They're claiming this Class E as an Edward felony is now a Class C as in Charlie felony, so they can effectively send me to prison for 6 to 10 years on this bogus charge.
And Mike, what was your egregious offense against society? What are they saying that you did with these firearms?
I'm being falsely accused of possession of guns, guns that were locked up in my wife's house, a house that I do not have a key to, guns that are hers, that they knew were hers before that they ever released me on parole. They did a home visit, and they interviewed my wife and my mother, and my mom said, I got a question. Is there a problem with us having guns? We know that he can't own, possess, or carry during this parole issue until he gets his conviction overturned, but is there a prohibition against us? And certainly the law in Tennessee, as they call it, a statute, which is a corporate policy. It's not real law. The Constitution is real law, which says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. But he said, no, absolutely not. You're not restricted in any way. If you've got guns, it's probably good to have them locked up when Mike's around. That way nobody can accuse him of anything. But effectively, you're not restricted. You can carry your guns. You can have your guns readily available. No problem. My wife has a 500-pound Liberty safe. It's in the garage, stays locked. I don't have a key or combination. That's hers. That's where she keeps her guns when I was there. That's to protect me from being falsely accused. However, as on the day that this raid occurred, I was on my way out of town. I'd left the farm, and my wife had gotten her guns out to put in the house. I didn't know what she did because that was her business, not mine. She's going to be able to protect herself. She's not stupid, and she's going to be able to defend herself if need be. She has that right. So the guns are locked up in her house, which I don't have a key. And under the state law, which they've charged him with the violation of 3917-1307, if you look up TCA 3917-1307, you'll see that there's an exception. It says that if the guns are locked up or the respondent does not have a key or combination, can't access them by normal means, he's not in possession. Well, this was a way that they could frame me to send me back to prison so that I could not run for office. They were concerned I was going to run for office again, which I told them I had no intention of, didn't have the time, money, and frankly, I was focused on trying to get my farm back in proper working order and take care of my house that I'm trying to build. But they were still afraid, and they did as their masters told them, and they falsely arrested me and charged me. Now, the guy that arrested me, he's no longer on the Tipton County Sheriff's Department because he actually got caught planting evidence on someone, and he was fired. He was fired for planting evidence.
Wait a minute here, Mike. If the investigating officer and the main officer in this case has found, and I'm assuming that this is either a Class B felony or something of that nature, could this, have you talked to a prosecuting attorney? Because it seems to me that there's this case based on this officer that's already been discredited and thrown off the force.
Yeah, it gets better than that even. No, I can't talk to the DA. They will not talk to me because Mike Dunham, the DA, I sued him back in 2008 for malicious prosecution because I was told by the district public defender that Mike Donovan, the elected DA, conspired to falsely charge me during that time, and he and his assistant falsely charged me with a crime that they knew didn't exist, and the DA gave me that information, and I went to the FBI and the TBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. None of them would listen to me, let alone investigate, as the TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, said, well, we actually work for the DA, so we're not going to investigate the DA. So there's no oversight. No one is willing to go after these people. I call the NRA. I call Gun Owners of America. I've called the Tennessee Firearms Association. So here's a case where the government is trying to create a law that doesn't exist. They're claiming that if you're in the vicinity of a gun, here's the thing, at my preliminary hearing back in February, the state's only witness testified that he asked my wife to open the house. It was locked. He asked her if she had guns. She showed him the guns. He confiscated them, knowing they were hers. And he said that I was arrested because I'm in the vicinity. I'm out in the front yard, nowhere near the guns. I had no access to them, let alone possession. They're trying to claim vicinity equals access, access equals possession. And it doesn't. That's not what the law says. They're creating a fiction law that doesn't exist, but how hard is it to convict somebody with a 98% conviction rate? It's simple. They get 25 of their buddies that are on the payroll that will do what they say. It's that simple. And I'm at risk of going to prison for 10 years. I go back to trial August 29th. And right now I'm sitting here, you know, looking at trying to sell off things to pay a bond lady so I can stay out, so that I can try to prepare and get out from underneath this. I was able to get the charge originally dismissed back in December because, number one, I discovered that the court is a private administrative tribunal. I went to anticorruptionsociety.com, and I read Lawfully Yours, and under the Bond versus United States and the Clearfield Doctrine, the Supreme Court's ruled the United States government and every state and every municipality are private corporations posing as government. They have no authority over us, and if you challenge that and you assert that you're there as the live man, they lose all authority. Well, I got the charges dismissed in December, but now they're coming after me again, and they're just ignoring all of these facts. They are hell-bent on putting me away because I'm exposing this truth to this audience and others, and they don't want that, because once everybody finds out they're a fraud, they're not a real government, they're opposing as government, well, when we shut down their fake tribunals, it takes away their money, because on every conviction, the judge, the prosecutor, and the DA make a profit. That's why they have such a huge conviction rate. They make a huge profit. The private jails, the private prisons, people don't know this. I contacted the state of Tennessee to verify it. The Tipton County Jail is now the Tipton County Correctional Facility. It's a private corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet. The Tipton County Court is a private corporation for profit listed on Dun & Bradstreet. I've got the Dun's numbers. They're corporations. They're not real government. And they're there to make money. And that's what they're doing. And that's got to be stopped.
Well, and what you're describing here is the administrative state. And they have incorporated. And this is a real tragedy, because the Constitution and the real rule of law, Mike, is not being served.
This concept of rule of law is a fiction. This is a country of freedoms, not a country of laws. That needs to be corrected. The Constitution is a body of negative law against the government, which is the maids and butlers. It's not against us. It's telling the government, you can't do this to us. It's like a Ten Commandments of thou shalt nots to the government. Because we created the government. We're the sovereigns. Bond versus United States and Clearfield. The courts declared the people are the sovereigns because they're the creators.
Mike Parsons, we've got to take a break here. I'm your host, filling in for Vince Finelli today. John Stadtmiller will return after these important messages.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sitting in for Vin Finelli today. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm your host this morning. My name is John Stadtmiller. Folks, if you don't think this can happen to you, well, think again. The recent adoption of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012. You know, that's where they can disappear you, categorize you of being, and you're hearing this introduced into your dialectic or your lexicon, more and more, domestic terrorists. That's what this guy was that was in Dallas that shot and killed these cops. They're calling it domestic terrorism. Well, under domestic terrorism, folks, the NDAA can authorize you to up and disappear you. No legal counsel, no court dates, no phone calls, none whatsoever to lawyers, can't call family members. You can even be transported out of the country. Literally, they can disappear you. But that's not good enough. They've got the Enemy Expatriation Act, if approved, has already very well paved the way for such a... You think it's bad now? Let me just put it to you this way. It's going to be popped inside out and turned upside down. Under that NDAA, the U.S. government is allowed to indefinitely detain and torture American citizens suspected of terror crimes without ever bringing them to trial. Very basis, ladies and gentlemen, of supposedly a system of law that vets you. Anymore, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Well, should lawmakers like Joe Lieberman, Charlie Dent out of Pennsylvania, Republican, in name only, get their Enemy Expatriation Act through Congress, the U.S. will also be able to simply revoke citizenship without trial, essentially removing any constitutional right from anybody that they deem a threat. And Mike Parsons, I'll tell you what, I've been watching the FBI very closely. These guys have been priming the pump out there for the paranoia among the police, warning them that these sovereign citizens that they may encounter, and these sovereign citizens, Mike, are identified as being the constitutionalist. They'll ramble incessantly about the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment.
Right. The Bible speaks of everything being upside down in the end days, and if those people out there haven't read it, go to the book of Luke and read, you know, where Christ said, "Woe unto you lawyers, for you've taken away the keys of knowledge." The keys of knowledge are the definitions. And if you go to an 1800s dictionary and look up the word sovereignty, you'll find out that sovereignty was an attribute reference to God because he was a creator. And it also says, furthermore, we the people are sovereign to the government that which we created. We are sovereign to also. So this notion that there's collective and popular and distributive and all these other forms of sovereignty are fiction. They've changed the definitions to demonize the fact that if you're the creator of something, it's yours, you're over it. If we the people created the government and created a list of limitations on them and they've gone beyond that, well, they've committed treason. What we've got is a corporation posing as government, and I'm not a U.S. citizen, and most people, if they do their homework, they'll find out they're not either.
Yeah.
The U.S. citizen was a creation to make you a subject, make you a slave. There was no such thing as a U.S. citizen prior to the Civil War. You are a inhabitant of the Republic of the State of, and you being the controlling agent, you aren't subject to any state or federal laws because it was common law back then, which was the common law of you take care of you and don't hurt your neighbor. And if you hurt your neighbor, yeah, you can be held accountable. But all these crimes against the state that they're filling up the prisons with so they can have slave labor at 35 cents an hour, this is the crime, this is a tragedy, and this is what's going on in every state in this country.
Well, they have turned it into an administrative money mill, that's for sure. And these administrative rules and policy decisions and what they lovingly refer to as being law is not positive law based on the Constitution. The government's first and foremost duty to the people of this country is to simply give them a Republican form of government. And that's not referring to a party. A Republican
right, and the
form.
Only time you can have a Republican form of government, if you do your research again, it requires self-governance. The people have to manage the people. It's not a big bloated bureaucracy overseeing us. We are the controlling agents. We're the sovereigns. We have to self-govern. That's what a republic has to have in order to exist.
All right. We had a short segment there. Let's take the bottom of the hour break. Talking with Mike Parsons today. I'm John Stadtmiller, filling in for Vince Finelli. USAPrepares.com is his website. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Actually, this is John Stadtmuller subbing for Vince Finelli this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. And I want to remind folks that Vince is going to be down in Huntsville, Alabama, this weekend at the Von Braun Center at the RK Prepper Show. He'll be down there with featured speakers. He'll be down there with Matt Stein, Craig Douglas of USA Preparers. RKPrepperShows.com. Or the website you're familiar with, USAPrepares.com, either or, give you instructions and more information about the event this weekend. And, of course, Stephen Huer will be returning as an instructor, regularly scheduled, next Tuesday. Well, we're talking with another instructor here, Mike Parsons. and his odyssey to stay out of the clutches of the state with a good old boy network that's administratively tied and evidently hell bent, Mike, to put you in jail. Why did you get the impression that, Mike, that you fell into political disfavor? Is there a reason why they're standing on your neck so hard right now?
Yeah, they don't want to lose control of their power. I was going to do things like eliminate the implementation of Agenda 21 back in 2006, because I was an inspector and a consultant in construction for many years. I saw the implementation of Agenda 21. They were coming in, they were going to, through code enforcement, take over everything that you do, every facet of your life, your home, your property. And I saw that. I couldn't explain that to the general public. They would glaze over. So I said, well, I'm going to come in here and eliminate eminent domain so the county can't steal your farms. And the people that had farmland and the people that had interest in preserving their family farms, they liked that. I said, I'm going to try to recruit Toyota. I used to be a manager at Federal Express. I've got friends like John Wharton, Vice President Toyota. He's looking for a place to put a truck plant. What if we bring jobs making $40,000, $50,000 a year? 5,000 of these jobs. Wouldn't you like to work local instead of seeing the stream of taillights leaving the county every morning? I think that would keep the money local, keep the taxes low, and so that when we retire, we don't have to worry about selling our property to pay the increasing taxes every year because there are no industries helping fund the services. And I was going to reduce the size of government and do an audit of all the county offices. So, yeah.
Why, Mike, why would they be dead set against jobs coming into your area? There are over 92 million unemployed in this country today, almost a third of the overall population. Why would they not want Toyota to come in and build a plant and to have jobs? That money circulates in the communities, in the local economies. You got people that have money, they're going to spend it. That's only going to benefit your neck of the woods. What's the problem?
Okay, in a backwoods mafia, it only exists when you have power, and when the average person has the ability to go hire a good lawyer or send their kids to school and get a good education and not become susceptible to the corrupted system, they lose power because people get fed up with this backwoods mafia. They run for office. They take control of their communities, and those families that have been in a generational pedigreed system of control, they would lose. Now, I can't say that they're all out of Nazi Germany, but if you look at the players involved, the guy that I ran against for county executive, Huffman, look at Walker the judge, look at Peter the judge, look at one of the DAs, Freeland. They're all Germans. They all tend to be part of this backwards mafia, and they all are about control. Now, are they all Nazis? I don't know. Do they act like it? Certainly. They're all about power and control, and they will destroy anybody that gets in their way. Even the former county a county attorney named Duke Brasfield died mysteriously, and he had 2 weeks earlier said something about they were going to rue the day they railroaded Mike Parsons because the guy can't be bought off and he won't shut up. And then the DA's wife mysteriously died in another car wreck. All these people that are in the old boy network, when they start seeing that, you know, it makes them sick to see what they do to somebody who's never done anybody wrong, me, Mike Parsons, they speak out, they disappear. They have these accidents. And, of course, I'm blessed because apparently I've got angels surrounding me. There was 2 hits on me in prison. I survived. And on May 29th, they tried to kill me. I've got 3 broken ribs. I survived. I wasn't supposed to. And the minion of one of the judges told the guy that attacked me, the guy attacked me for no reason. And later, when I'm locked up in the hole where they wanted to hide me so I couldn't be seen with my injuries, he was put beside me. And the guy said, are you all right? I said, why'd you do that? He said, well, I'm trying to get to prison. They kind of wanted me to. And, you know, the judge's little buddy there, he said, you know, it's a good thing you did it, but, man, you should have gone ahead and killed him. He said, but I didn't want to go to prison for life. So the guy that attacked me was a send-out. He's a 25-year-old gangbanger who doesn't have the capacity to realize that, but he just wanted to go to prison. He wanted to get better food and outside air. He'd been locked up for almost a year with no outside air, no sunlight, in a 14-by-12-foot cell with 8 other men and a commode, and he's fed through a pie flap. It's insane. It's psychological conditioning and manipulation and abuse and torture. I went from 195 to 170 pounds. I'm 55 years old, 6'5", and no body fat. That's boss of muscle tissue, organ tissue, that is not fat. That is destruction. That's slow death. That's torture. I look like a skeleton.
What legal approach? Now, you mentioned that August 29th is your next court date. You're out on this bond, and you're trying to scare up the money for the rest of the bond so you can at least have the semblance of walking around. By the way, are you tagged?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that means a GPS tracking device that they required. And I found out the day that I got out of jail that they actually, the judge had filed three different orders that I was never given a copy of, including an order for a bond. Had I known this back in February or March, I probably could have worked towards getting a bond then, but I didn't know that there was one out there per se or that he had filed this order. So this is the thing. They front-load the jacket, if you will, the file, with the information, and you don't know about it, and so when you don't respond timely, they acquiesce, or they assume that you acquiesce to those orders. Well, every time I go in there, I say I'm here by special appearance. If you go to MikeParsons.org, my website, MikeParsons.org, I've got a lot of this information now just posted. I just got access to my website. I've just updated it right now. On the home page, you can read at the very top a little synopsis. It's just, you know, take you about 5 minutes. But then you can click on the narrative if you want to read the little 14-page narrative that exposes all of it. If you've never read it, you're going to be shocked, because what I'm doing is basically exercising what I thought was my civic duty to stand up to expose corruption in the government and take back our community for the betterment. I'm not a politician. I could care less about the office. Nobody else was going to do it, and so that's what you do. When you're a man, you man up, you take responsibility. And I've never run from a fight, and I won't run now. But as far as the strategy, the only thing I can say is I'm looking at all options. Let me repeat that. I'm looking at all options. The fact is that back in December, the charges against me were dismissed because I did not consent to their jurisdiction. I asked them to form a court. They refused to disclose it. And I'd learned enough by going to certain websites that they're running an administrative tribunal, and only if I consent do they have authority. So I never consented, and I requested the form of the court, the rules. They're not going to expose that. They can't. And that's what shuts them down. Well, then, because I was helping the Native American nation in Canada called the Chilcotin Nation, helping them work to get their kids back, effectively taking money away from Canada, blood money, well, they liked that so much they reviewed my case and they exonerated me. They're actually an international court above the United States court because the United States court's a corporation. So effectively the charges have been exonerated, even though I can't get the state or the federal government to recognize that. And then the Chilcotin Nation appointed me as an associate justice so that I could help them and work and get the kids back, which effectively, of another nation, that gives me diplomatic immunity from the Vienna Convention from 1963, which the United States is a signatory to, but yet they're ignoring that. And so even though there's all these different layers of things, I've already asserted I am not a U.S. citizen, I'm not subject to your jurisdiction, I'm not a citizen of the State of Tennessee Corporation, I'm not that person, I'm a live man. My rights come from my creator. You can't
do it. Mike, let me interject something here. Let's bring this up and give a parallel to what's happening in this society, in this culture, in this country right now. We have some ne'er-do-wells out there trying to start a fight again based on white exceptionalism, or what's the term that they've been using? It's to give the impression that somehow that if you're white and you have anything that the government hasn't stolen from you, that you're a white privileged class.
Now, that's a red herring. That's something thrown out there to draw attention. But the reality is,
yeah, no, Mike, I understand. But let me finish this thought out. No, I understand. What I want to do is to make sure the listening audience has a clear understanding of what's going on. There is a culture change that is being pursued in this country to turn people against other people. And the reason I am saying this is because if you take a look at who these people are, Black Lives Matter, the Associated Groups, the new Black Panther Party, these people are being funded by the likes of George Soros, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, Ford Foundation, which I must include here, is not part of the Ford Motor Company. It's the same foundation that funds on Free Speech TV this little thing called Democracy Now. Well, and if you take a look at Bill Pressman or any of the other leftists that you see, that passes as free speech in this country. The point being, Mike, is there are communist groups, and literally they are communist groups that are being aided and funded by organizations.
Right, the American Bar Association is the parent holder of the American Communist Party, and the American Bar Association is what's required if you have any attorney. They've got to be a bar card holding member. So their loyalty is to that ilk. And so that's why you never have an attorney. Yeah, it's a rigged game.
Well, at the NAACP, people don't realize who started that organization. Or the watchdogs of our supposed civil rights, other organizations that were started by attorneys. It's deep and it's comprehensive.
And you ever wonder why the NRA doesn't push for banning?
I'm sorry, Mike, we've got to take this break. We've got a segment, short segment coming back. Mike Parsons, I'm your host, John Stadtmiller.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
720-432-6433. KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And the alternative media's godfather sitting in for Vince Fennelly today. I got a question for you, Mike Parsons. Would you be able to do my program with me today over at Republic Broadcasting Network?
It would be a pleasure.
Well, I had your wife on in May. I think you were still in jail at the time, were you not?
I was. Is your program at 6 to 8?
Yes, 6 to 8 Central Time.
Be more than happy, John.
Okay, I greatly appreciate that. We'll have you on and expose you to another audience. Mike's website, MikeParsons.org, and it's self-explanatory, folks. What I would do, and if you want to join us, and if you've really not looked into this, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, what's this got to do with me? We have become the renegades in this country. We're the ones that are supposedly the sovereign citizens that the FBI has told all of law enforcement in this country that we pose a threat. And they know better. They know differently. The FBI, the Department of Justice, the NSA, all the alphabet soup agencies knows exactly who and what is going on in this country today. And we're pushing back against the de facto government and insisting on the de jure. Now, what is the de jure? The republic under the Constitution. It's simple as that. They've set up their Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. They have used every imaginable end run around the Constitution in this country. And again, most people might misconstrue what this Constitution is all about. This is more or less a do not color outside the lines. This is your book, government, that you have to pay attention to and that you can't color outside the lines. You're to be kept in that carefully locked box, that constitutional limited republic, and you're not to venture outside of it.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was designed for. It was designed for a free people who self-governed. And, yeah, that word anarchy, like sovereignty, has been demonized. Anarchy means self-governance. It's the requirement for a republic. You go to the spectrum of governments, and at the far left you're going to find anarchy. Right next to it, just a blip over, is a republic. It's an anarchy, self-governance, with a little bit of control over some people that you're using as maids and butlers to help you engage in commerce internationally. But other than that, we're supposed to, you take care of you, me take care of me. We're not supposed to be dependent babies with our hands out, and that's what they've converted us into. Now, just real briefly, at MikeParsons.org, for those that have never been there, if you click on the narrative, scroll to the very bottom of that, my bio's there. If you want to find out a little bit about what I've done in my life, that'll give you a snapshot of who you're listening to. Then, if you've got time, great, read the narrative. If not, click on the petition if you'd like to help. Simply sign the petition. I'm trying to raise awareness so that I can petition. I'm looking at all options, even trying to get the governor of Tennessee to exonerate me. Now, yes, I've been exonerated by the Universal Supreme Court. If you go to the petition page, there's actually a link at the top. That is the photograph of the Chief Justice of the Universal Supreme Court of the Chilcotin. Click on that Universal Supreme Court tag, and you can see the reasons for judgment. In my case, it's number 6030 at the very top. You can read. They've analyzed the 1,200-page transcript. They broke it down, and they exposed the fraud, the conspiracy, and everything that the government did to conceal the truth and hide me in a prison. Folks, what they did to me, they have a game plan. They keep doing it over and over. They will do it to you. We have to stand together. I'm in the arena. I'm in the fight. If you can help, God bless you. If you can't, pray for me. That's what I need. I need your prayers. I can't tell you how many times I felt lifted up, and I knew I was protected. If not for those prayers, I might not be here. So I'm a firm believer in that.
Mike, let me address the listening audience here to Vince's show on Genesis Communications Network. This is serious stuff. It can happen to you, one form or another. Look, we'll continue this conversation, Mike Parsons. I can get you at the 0545 number. I am assuming that's a yes.
You got my email?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'll get the call screen, or I'll give him a number off air, and call me immediately.
Okay, very, very good. We'll continue this conversation on the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, my network. We'll be talking with Mike Parsons further on this issue on the National Intel Report. Thank you, Vince Vannelli. Thank you, GCN audience. Thank you all.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.